Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of All the Lovely Bad Ones by Mary Downing Hahn, performed by Jeff Cummings.
To all the little children, the happy ones and sad ones, the sober and the silent ones, the boisterous and glad ones, the good ones, yes, the good ones too, and all the lovely bad ones. James Whitcomb Riley, dedication to Little Orphan Annie. Chapter 1. Grandmother met us at the Burlington Airport, a big smile on her face and her arms open for a hug. With a squeal of delight, my sister rushed toward her, but I held back. Public displays of affection were okay for girls, I guessed, but not for guys. After all, I'd be 13 soon, way too old for that kind of silly stuff. After giving Corey a big hug, Grandmother turned to me.
"Just look at you, Travis. You've shot up since Christmas. How tall are you?"
I shrugged. "About 5'6", maybe 7. Not all that tall. There's a guy in my class who's already 6 feet. "I'm almost as tall as Travis," Corey put in, never one to be left out. "And I'm a whole year younger."
While Corey chattered about the plane ride from New York, Grandmother led us to the baggage claim. We grabbed our suitcases and headed for the parking lot. The late afternoon air was cool and the sky was blue, a change from the heat and humidity we'd left in the city.
"Welcome to Vermont."
Grandmother opened the door of a shiny red pickup truck.
"Toss your luggage in the back and climb aboard."